Okay, good morning. So take number two. I don't think there was any audio on the last one somehow. So hopefully this time it is working just peachy. So this time will be a little quicker. I won't have any of the playful banter I had and the funny story that I just told shortly before all this. You'll miss out on the big news I had to announce, but it's all right. I can't remember what it was anyways. Today I wanted to talk about the fear of fitness. And so it's the idea of getting started onto your fitness journey. You're looking at it and thinking, oh, I might want to do that, but you are hesitant to get started. There is an unknown there. There is something that you are not familiar with. So in the fear of the unknown, you just oh man, there's some noise going on, so I get really easily distracted. So let me just try to push on through this. So when we're not familiar with what the situation is, we're more hesitant. We make up these stories. We're going to fill up the gap in our logic or what we know with a story. And a lot of times that story is a negative one. It's one of a failure, of doubt, of being eaten by a horrible monster or dragon or something mythical or just something is not good. So we just don't do it because what's comfortable? Comfortable is now. Comfortable is me sitting in this chair and doing nothing. It is great. But when we realize that there needs to be a change, or we want to change for the betterment, there can be some fear and hesitation. And a lot of times those come under different categories. And I wrote down a couple because I have a bad memory. And those are fears of so comfort. So it's uncomfortable. Like we're going to discuss, it's uncomfortable to do something different. We can lose security. So as we lose, we like to feel secure. So doing something new can take us away from that. Financial, it could be a financial burden on us to do something new. Looking bad, you can make a mistake. Other people could see that. We could feel judged, people might snicker. That doesn't feel so good. So I'd just rather avoid the whole situation and just not. And family. So I can put a hardship on family or a burden, whether they're just not supportive or if they are, it's just harder because it's going to take up time. And there's always the fear of failure, right? I don't succeed. I try something new. I put myself out there and it doesn't go the way I told myself. That can be really hard too. So, what are some things you can do to overcome this fear? Well, just know that most of the times what we're telling ourselves in the head is a lot worse than what reality is. So, overcoming that, but the mental side is hard, and that is a true reality. So, some of the ways to overcome it is just doing it, but that's really hard, right? So, what the best way to do go about it is by finding somebody that you trust that has already been on the journey. So that could be a friend, a family member, a coach, a trainer that you trust that can help you along the journey to take you from where you are and bring you to the next level to overcome that. Come to for me for help. I'm here help you feel more comfortable in your journey. And if you need if you need help getting started, then going to someone you trust is a huge place to help lower that barrier of fear and to actually get started with your fitness. And those are really the two biggest ways, finding really just someone to help pull you along or just kind of making that jump into something new and realizing that there are going to be mistakes made, but it's not the end of the world and you can make it through. You have to maybe step back and then reassess where you're at and keep going. It's not the end of the world. It's not that bad. But that is all I have today. So understand there is a real fear of doing something new, whether that is in fitness, whether that's in work, life, relationship. There is a fear in doing something new, but having someone to help you and guide you along the way or to be a support is a huge benefit and advantageous to you. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to message me or always check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com. For the latest information, hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will see you shortly.